Well, NetApp is the largest storage provider to the federal government. So obviously data center consolidation is going to affect storage, servers, networks. So it impacts companies like us and how we address our clients.
Okay, and what did the survey show? I mean, what did you ask, and what's the main finding from the survey of federal agencies, was it?
Yes. Well, this is the fourth survey we've done over the last year and a half, and this one I would consider is the most revealing. All along these surveys over the last year and a half, data center consolidation, the government agrees. It's a great thing to do. But this survey really differentiates what's going on and where some savings could be. What I'm saying is, the federal government is not tracking the real efficiency and the utilization of their assets. So they know how many physical data centers they are or how many physical servers they own, but they're really not tracking how utilized they are. They might know how much storage they have, but they don't know how much data they have on the storage. So they don't know how efficient and what they have left to use.
So in other words, they have a lot of barns scattered all over the place, but they don't know how much hay is in each hayloft.
You know, I kind of look at it as an investment portfolio. It's like you make these investments in IT assets, but you don't know what kind of return you're getting on them, right? That would be kind of problematic.
So why would they not have that tracking in place? Where's the disconnect?
Well, I'm not one of those agencies, so I can't tell you. What I do know is the tools exist. I mean, when NetApp sells storage, there's certainly tools to track how efficient you're using the storage. And I assume my competitors and peer companies have those tools too. But they're not being effectively utilized. So they're counting physical things, not actually how efficient. You know, you could look at it as a negative there. I look at it as a huge opportunity for savings when they actually decide to use industry best practices and track the utilization of assets. And one of the findings of this survey was that about 80%+ of commercial companies track all of these kinds of metrics, and only about 25% of the federal government is. So clearly there's a huge opportunity there for the government to get more efficient and get better industry practices.
So as they consolidate data centers, that is, move one into another, what else should they be doing to make sure they get these efficiencies?
Well, remember, that's physical things. So we're saying we don't need 1,000 data centers. We need X number, some number smaller. What happens then is they have to look at just not how many things they have. They have to go, okay, how effective is this storage utilized? You know, if it's 80% empty, wow, I have a lot of room for growth. I shouldn't buy more. If it's 80% used, boy, I need some more. They're not tracking those metrics right now. They're not tracking how many servers they have, but now not how utilized they are. So clearly, they can drive, after they count the physical things, they can track now the utilization and gain huge efficiencies. So really, there's a lot of opportunity in the IT assets they already own.
Mark Weber is the president of the U.S. Public Sector Group of NetApp, talking to us about this latest study regarding data center consolidation and actually tracking progress with it. And is that really what this leads to, is that, as you said, it's the physical manifestation of the hardware? They know what all that is, but they need to figure out the progress that they are making as they make the moves that they're making?
Well, sure. It's like you're going to get results on anything you measure, right? So if you're measuring physical, you're going to now they want to reduce physical. But if you start addressing and counting and measuring utilization, you're going to get results. Everybody wants to be green on all these charts that the federal government's publishing, and that's good. But if you don't track the right metrics, you're not going to get the right results.
So let's try to make this into a real-life example. Suppose I have two data centers, and I know I want to get down to one data center, just to make a simple example. And then, but what I don't know is how utilized they are. So suppose I take that measurement and I find, well, this one is 40% and that one is 40%. So if I put them together, again, oversimplifying here, I would have an 80% utilized data center and I'd probably be in good shape. On the other hand, if they're both 60%, then I know I've got to do something else.
Some other technology, if they're both 60%, to consolidate while you're consolidating physical, to consolidate assets too. Virtualization, as you've probably talked with many vendors, is a key craze. There's other lots of great technology to get your assets more effectively utilized. So you could probably take 60 and 60 and turn it into only 80%. you know, just by using the right technology and tracking it. You go back to your first premise, though, how do you know both those data centers are 40% utilized if you're not tracking how much, how effective they are utilized? Right? You know how many assets are in there. So it's tough to consolidate physical until you know how effectively things are used.
And so how do you go about measuring that? Are there tools to help agencies measure the utilization?
The tools exist. I promise you that, because if you look at the commercial best practices, 85% of commercial companies are tracking all of these utilization numbers. So the tools exist. They exist when you buy them from NetApp, and I'm sure they exist from our competitors and peers. So they're out there. They just have to be turned on and used.